Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton, ready with more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. Juliana Smoke starts our preview.
Thanks, Rod. It's called Ellie's Way, and it's a ministry that offers community and support to those grieving a loss.
I'm John Graham, and there's a growing awareness of the scourge of sex trafficking in America. Caleb Peavy, marketing director for the new film Caged No More, shares with us on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we'll talk with a leader who will help us understand the Christian's role in politics and the upcoming elections.
I'm Myrna Brown. It started as one man's daily prayer. Today, the mega hit song is Let Them See You in Me, and we're talking to that man.
Also today, the ministry of SBC Disaster Relief on our Missionary Moment. That's this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. Our first story highlights a ministry that points people to Jesus in times of grief by caring and with practical steps. Juliana Smoke takes us inside this online community now on Life with Purpose Radio.
Todd Nigro from Dogwood Baptist Church in Peachtree City was living the American dream with a successful job, wife, and three children. His so-called perfect life came to an abrupt end when his six-year-old daughter, Ellie, died from a tragic accident. That was 4 years ago, and through the grief, Todd gave his life to Jesus and then began Ellie's Way Ministry. It's a ministry that helps to point people to Jesus and offer support during their grief. Todd Nigro from Ellie's Way joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
The Lord used this tragedy to redirect your life and your family.
Yes, He did. After losing Ellie and being broken in a way I can't even describe, I realized that I needed Jesus Christ to lead me. I needed a Savior. That's exactly what He's done for me and brought me from that place of brokenness to where I am today.
Mm-hmm. And then giving your life to Jesus impacted your entire family.
Yes. Shortly after accepting Christ and being baptized, my two sons followed me very quickly and were also baptized.
Oh, wow. Wow. And then the Lord began to lay on your heart to begin Ellie's Way.
Very quickly, I was unable to sleep at night, and I would be reading the Bible and praying, and I spent a lot of time writing, and I quickly realized that there were others like me that were out there that were in spiritual times in grief and were looking for answers. I think the Lord put on my heart to serve those people.
And how do you serve those that are grieving?
Well, our ministry's mission is to comfort the grieving, and we do that in several ways. Our website has many resources for encouragement and hope for those that lost a loved one. We send grief care packages and have online groups and sharing sessions for people to connect with others as well.
Mm-hmm. And all along the way, you're pointing them to Jesus.
Yes. All the materials that we have are Christian-based, and we certainly want to encourage anyone in a suffering situation like that, that, you know, when you're all alone, no one can understand, but God can. And that's the important message that we try to send.
Mm-hmm.
The most help that you can get is from God. Mm-hmm. He can be there with you always and take you right through the valley of grief.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to someone who might be listening and possibly feel overwhelmed and lost in their grief?
Seek God, you know, read the Bible, and look for others that have been there before you, that have found their way. So many of them are looking to reach out and to help and to serve those that follow them. It's healing to them to do that as well. So looking for those connections, I think, is the key.
Mm-hmm.
What I've seen is if you have a strong faith or a faith that you rely on and then something terrible happens, I've seen a lot of people get into the why and what are the good things happen to good people type questions. And so their faith can be shaken. And so they need encouragement. And then anyone that might not have a faith, it's a time where you're going to have a lot of questions. And also, you know, probably realize that you're not in control.
And I know the anniversary for Ellie's death is coming up. And you and your family take a different perspective on that anniversary date.
When the first anniversary came up, we didn't know what to do. It was a very stressful time as that date approached, and it was one that probably initially we were afraid of. And I prayed about it and came up with an idea that I thought might be helpful, and that was to reach out to others and perform random acts of kindness on that day. And we did that first year, and a bunch of people joined us from our community and from around the country. And it was a very interesting day where a bunch of people did a lot of things and shared what they had done, and it was very uplifting and brought us great joy that day. And so we've been doing that every year, and every year it seems to be growing. And I actually am looking forward to all the good things that are going to happen on that day this year.
Well, it sounds like a powerful ministry that the Lord is using. How can we get more information on Ellie's Way?
Sure. You can reach us at elliesway.org.
We've been speaking with Todd Nigro with Ellie's Way. Todd, thank you for joining us today and sharing how you found purpose in such a deep loss.
You're very welcome.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
I was not really living my life. I was absent. I wasn't there for anyone, especially my kids. Jack's science project? He asked me to help. I don't even know what it's due or if he did it.
If you or someone you know has a drug or alcohol problem, recovery is the solution.
Through treatment, I'm living my life every day.
Can you check my homework, Dad?
Already did.
Call Penfield Christian Homes for Men. Toll free 866-KICK-DRUGS. That's 1-866-KICK-DRUGS.
Thanks for spending some time each week with us and listening to Life with Purpose Radio. There's a new movie that's bringing to light the scourge of sex trafficking in America. John Graham gets more of the story from Caleb Peavy on today's Culture Connection.
Every 30 seconds, a child is sexually trafficked in America, and the creators of the new film Caged No More seek to see that come to an end. One of those involved in this film is a Georgia Baptist worship leader and an old friend of mine personally. Caleb Peavy joins us today to tell us about the movie and his role in it. Caleb, welcome to the program.
Thanks, John, for having me. Excited to be here.
Man, it's a joy to talk with you, and this is exciting. Tell us a little bit about Caged No More.
Yeah, so I've been part of this film for the past year, and it's been a work in 3 years in progress, pre all of the hype of getting plugged in with the trafficking movement, anti-trafficking movement, and so I've been able to see and meet a lot of really great people over this past year, and the fight against human trafficking is very real, and being here in Atlanta, in the outskirts of Atlanta, Atlanta is a top five city in the country for human trafficking, specifically sex trafficking, and it's an issue that we need to start opening our eyes about, and as the church, we need to step up and to start doing something about it. This film provides a great platform and a great entry into it, and it does it in a family-friendly way that's not going to make anybody embarrassed or to take their family to see.
So some key actors are in this film. Kevin Sorbo, who we've had on the show several times, and Cassidy Gifford, the daughter of Kathy Lee Gifford. Well, your role in the film is as critical as all that has led up to it, which is the marketing of it. Can you tell us a little bit kind of how you got involved and what's going on to get the word out about this movie?
So I got involved with the team that was part of God's Not Dead and to work on the film War Room, which I know many of you are familiar with. And so we've had to grassroots a lot of things, and you can do that digitally. So that's kind of how I got into it. It's been a pleasure of meeting Christians that are in the industry and doing everything that they can to fight this issue.
Well, it is a horrible issue. And one thing that's fascinating about this movie, there's not really been a huge feature release that I'm aware of that deals with the subject in this way. It really shows the story of a girl that got trafficked and how they came to save her and then how it mobilizes folks to really step up and do something about it. What kinds of things can people do after they see this film?
You know, it's great to share a photo on Facebook for a few days. But the reality is that most sex trafficking victims are entered in from age 12 to 14, and they're in it for multiple years. So the first thing that we need to do is we need to realize that this is a real problem that's happening in our backyards. When I say in our backyards, some of the people that are victims are on social media. This past week, I saw a girl who said that she did not pay her pimp, and she posted a picture of her face. And she had been beaten because she did not pay up. Mm. And this was in a city not too far outside of Macon, Georgia. And so we need to realize this is happening here, literally happening here in our backyards. And so the first thing we need to do is be aware and not turn a blind shoulder. You know, we all know that street in our city that, you know, you can go down and you can see people working the streets, quote unquote.
Yeah.
We know that, but what about do we know the people? Do we know their stories? Do we know what's going on? Because the reality is this is happening in our backyard. So once you know that someone being trafficked and you suspect something is not good and it's something needs to be changed, find a local organization around you. In Georgia, there are some great ministries that are going on. I know specifically in Atlanta, Out of Darkness does a lot of great stuff. I have a brand new great friend that I've met over the past few weeks. Her name is Susan Norris with Rescuing Hope, and she is fantastic. She is a frontline worker on this issue, and you can connect with these ministries and these organizations, and they will immediately start putting boots on the ground to start helping people get out of this terrible tragedy.
Well, it's a messy, messy problem, but it requires those that have grace to step in and try to help people out of that mess. And so, Caleb, thank you for what you're doing.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you guys having me on the show. And I want to recommend everyone to go to cagenomoremovie.com to learn how they can get more involved with it. And churches and organizations, even if you're listening as an individual and just say, how can I do my part? You know, this film will be in theaters for a little while, but then the next thing is going to be on DVD and trying to get it into churches so that they can show it as well.
CageNoMoreMovie.com, and you can go there and find all the social media links as well. Caleb Peavy, Director of Marketing and Brand for Cage No More, we're so thankful again. Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you the Culture Connection.
Every week on Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. And we hope our stories encourage you to live your life with purpose. Today would be a good day to connect with us here at Life with Purpose Radio. You can send us email, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, our email address is stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And we'd love to read your comments, questions about the program, or story suggestions. And our online community is available as well, facebook.com/LWP Radio. Or you can follow us on Twitter. We're there as well, @LWP Radio. And we continue to offer our free book as a way to say thank you for being a listener to Life with Purpose Radio. Our free book is The Coffee Shop That Changed a Church from best-selling author Steve Parr. To get it free, just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Again, that's lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Fill in the short form, and it'll be on the way to you absolutely free. Well, we have more stories waiting, so Myrna, tell us more.
Thanks, Rod. It started as one man's daily prayer. Today, the mega hit song is Let Them See You in Me. And we're talking with that man on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thanks, Myrna. Also on the way, we're highlighting the ministry of Southern Baptist Disaster Relief on our Missionary Moment. But right now, let's check in with Ron Lawson in the Life with Purpose Radio studio for the story, Presidential Primaries and Christians.
Thanks, Rod. It's all over the news. The upcoming primary elections, as this year, the people will select a new president. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Mission Board, talks with a leader who works in the area of politics and helps Christians and churches understand their role in government. Let's listen.
I'm very pleased to be on the phone today with one of our fine Georgia Baptist State missionaries, Mike Griffin. In addition to his role as pastor of Liberty Baptist Church near Hartwell, Georgia, Mike also leads our Georgia Baptist churches in the area of ethics and public affairs. Mike, thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Dr. White, it's always a pleasure.
Mike, there's always something going on in politics, and most of our listeners know that we're approaching the national primary elections for president. I know you follow all of this very closely, and you have a perspective on how Christians can and should be engaged in the political process. Describe the political climate that you're seeing right now as we approach the election of a new president.
Well, Dr. White, as I look at things, I really think we're living in probably some unprecedented times. I mean, I'm 55 years old, so I've not seen every era of our country, but it seems like in the years that I've been here, things are getting worse by way of the violence. We think about the terrorism. We think about abortion, the lack of appreciation for the sanctity of human life, same-sex marriage. So the environment morally and from a standpoint of violence is very difficult. And then I think we're very polarized in our country. It seems like we could come together on national security issues. It seems like we can't even come together on that. It seems like the political parties are further apart than ever before. And then lastly, I think folks are getting tired of being lied to by politicians and parties. Mm-hmm. I think that's why we're seeing Donald Trump do as well as he is, not agreeing or disagreeing with him. I'm just saying people seem to appreciate a more forthright, maybe getting out of the mainstream as far as political correctness and just sort of speaking their mind on issues. So it's a very interesting time that we're living in.
Talk to us, Mike, about our responsibility as citizens and followers of Christ to be involved in the political process.
You know, as I think about our first responsibility as citizens, it's to vote. And I'm reminded that it's not our citizens that elect our leaders. It's those that are registered, and it's those that vote, and that those that get out there and hopefully will understand and vote for the right person. I think it's also important for us to serve. I think we need godly men and women who are willing to give themselves in service to our country. And then thirdly, I think we just need to stay informed and engaged in what's going on. I mean, everybody's working hard and got a lot of things going on in their life, but we cannot afford to not stay engaged personally with research and listening to the news, listening to our pastor, and hopefully our churches will be engaged so that we can understand how to do the things that God would have us to do to be that salt and light.
Well, you know, you've used that term, salt and light. Of course, Christians are to be a preservative in society, but you know, it's an unusual time. You've already mentioned that it's a strange time for us. We've never seen anything quite like this when godly values are under severe attack as they are today. How would you guide Christians to be involved, to be that salt and light, and how should they determine, as they approach a very important voting process, how should they determine their decision in voting in upcoming primary elections?
Well, they definitely need to take their citizenship very seriously. You know, the first three words of our Constitution, it's we the people, so we do have that responsibility. I believe God holds us accountable for that. But I think as we look at the primaries, as we look at the candidates, both on a presidential but also on statewide elections, we hear a lot about being conservative. I think that term is pretty much worn out. I think what Christians need to be looking for today in their leaders are those men and women who represent a biblical worldview. I think that's what we need to be looking at as defining what we mean by conservatives. And secondly, we need to vote for those kinds of people that we'd be willing to stand before the Lord Jesus one day and say, you know, Lord, I'm willing to give an account for voting for that person. We need to ask ourselves this question, can I vote for this person, and is that the kind of person that I'm willing to give an account to the Lord for one day? So that's taking very serious our responsibilities.
It is, and I'd like to just throw in a suggestion here for all of our listeners, and I think you can chime in on this. I think it's high time for Christ followers to step up to the plate, to get engaged in the political process, to go for election to significant offices, and to make a difference locally in our society and nationally as well as internationally.
Oh, I definitely agree with that. We need from our pulpits and from our congregations people that are speaking up and talking about how important it is to be involved. You know, we hear things like, well, you know, only wicked people get involved in politics. Well, you know, that's because if the righteous are not going to get involved, that's all that's left. So, you know, we have to take very seriously that responsibility and realize that God expects us to step up to the plate.
He does. And I hope some of you who are listening to this will get engaged in the political process and make a difference where you are. Thank you, Mike, so much for your leadership and for your insights. All of us need to be in prayer for our nation and for our world during these very difficult days. I've been talking with Mike Griffin, who works with Georgia Baptist to prayerfully engage the political process in our communities, in our state, in our nation. And Mike, we're going to be praying for you and for your work and for the leaders of our government institutions that God's will may be done. Mike, I want to thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you, and I appreciate Georgia Baptist for their prayers and support and their encouragement in this work.
For more information on Georgia Baptist Ethics and Public Affairs, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Now on Life with Purpose Radio, Myrna Brown introduces you to the ministry and music of the J.J. Weeks Band and their song you may have heard on Christian radio.
What started as a simple prayer has touched the lives of people all across the globe. And joining us on Life with Purpose Radio is J.J. Weeks from the J.J. Weeks Band. Hi.
Hey, how are you today? Everything well?
Yes, yes. So good to have you.
It's good to be on. Thank you for having me for a few minutes today. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Let's talk about how that song came to be.
I tell you, that song means the world to me. I grew up in a really good home. I like to joke around at concerts and say I was a drug baby. My mom and dad drug me to church every time the doors were open, you know.
I love
it. Anyway, needless to say, I used to hear my mom, you know, say later on in life, I got saved early, but really didn't start walking it out until my teenage years. And so in my teenage years, I could hear my mom say, son, before you get out of bed, you should give God your day and just offer whatever happens today, you just give it to him. And so I started doing that. And so every morning, I'd wake up before I'd step foot on the ground, you know, I would say, God, whatever I face today, whether it be some awesome mountaintop experience or whether it be some bad, terrible valley experience, let people see you and me in the way I talk, in the way I sing, in the way I act in hard times and good times. And so I prayed that for years. And one day I woke up and I heard that chorus of the song in my head. And so from that day forward, I actually would just sing those words to God every morning before I get out of bed. And so years later, we're putting songs together for the record all over the world. And we were done picking songs, but my producer, who's in a band called Third Day that you guys probably play, his name's Scotty Wilbanks, and he said, man, is there anything else on your heart? And so I said, man, there's this whole thing I sing every morning. I said, it's so personal that I doubt it will relate well with people, but... And I began to sing it to him, and he began to play, you know, the piano part that you hear it as you hear it today on the radio.
Take away the melodies, take away the songs I sing, take away all the lies and all the songs you let me write. Does the man I am today say the words you need to say? Let them see you in me. Let them hear you when I speak. Let them feel you when I sing. Let them see you. Let them see you.
I got through singing the little chorus part. He kept playing. And I remember putting my head down in my hands, kind of like I always do when we're writing. Then I just felt the presence of God enter that studio. And I began to cry. And at this point, I was still felt like I was trying to impress Scotty. You know? And so I tried to dry my face the best I could before I looked up. And when I finally looked up, I saw tears streaming down his face and tears streaming down the engineer's face. And at that moment, we knew it was just something special about it. So that's the roots of it, man. I mean, it literally is a prayer every single morning when I wake up. It's amazing how just a simple prayer that was so personal can cross the board and touch so many people's lives like it has.
Oh, my. Two things. First of all, you've got a smart mama.
That's right. Hey, I tell you what, I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for her and my dad. I tell you, they're great people.
And then the second thing that I want to share with you, just about how you described how that song came to be. We were talking not long ago with Mike Weaver, Big Daddy Weave,
and
he talked about a song and how he almost left it off. And you shudder to think. You said, you almost left that one off? As you shared how Let Them See You and Me came to be. Isn't that just
it's
like
amazing.
God? That's all I can say. Isn't that just
it
like
is.
God?
It is. So we could look at it and be like, well, it was number 7 on the Billboard charts. And it stayed in the top 20 for like 30 plus weeks. But man, our victories aren't those victories. You know, when I think of how special that song is. Number one is how special it is to me as a prayer, even still today. But man, all the emails, Facebook messages we get from people saying how it's changed their thought process and changed their life, that's where we count the victory in that song. It's an amazing thing to be a part of. It's humbling. It's very humbling.
Tell us a little bit about the band, J.J. Weeks Band.
The guitar player, his name is Cody Preston, and he is just an awesome guy. And my bass player, his name is David Hart, and he's awesome. JP. Now, he is our newest member. John Poole is our drummer. So, yeah, it got a really good group of dudes.
You know, I have to ask, what does JJ stand for?
My real name is Jason, and I'm not going to tell you what my middle name is, but it doesn't start with a J. When I was in fourth grade, I had recently moved from Birmingham, Alabama, to Macon, Georgia. The teacher's like, hey, we've got five Jasons in the class, and we need to come up with some nicknames for you. And I just said, just call me JJ.
JJ Weeks from the JJ Weeks Band. Thank you so much for being here on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you. Keep doing that. God's using you guys.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment highlights the ministry of the Southern Baptist Convention Disaster Relief here on Life with Purpose Radio.
I started seeing a lot of coverage on the news, and I've seen stuff like that before, but it was never anything close to home. It was never anything that I could really relate to.
And I thought about it, and these people don't have anything. Something in me said, let's do it. So I jumped on the bus, and we headed up here to love on people. Not only with our mouths, but with our actions. Actions always speak louder than words.
Literally, where do you start on a house that everything is ruined? What we're doing is called a mud out. It's totally like tear down the walls and the insulation and the ceiling and pull up the floors.
This is my first time getting to do this, and really it wasn't something, like, I'm not an expert in this in any way, shape, or form, but I came in and I was willing to learn and I was willing to do work, and that's really all this group needs.
Physically, man, it's rough. You get out here and you see us right now, I'm dirty, I'm nasty, it's raining, it's cold, but we're here to share the gospel. We're called to be the hands and feet. Period. And that means we got to move.
So if you have the opportunity, it's the most rewarding thing that you could ever do. There's nothing that replaces the look on a homeowner's face when you get to tell them that there's hope in the middle of this destruction. What better way to share the gospel than this?
For more information about North American and international missionaries, just head to lifewithpurposeradio.com. That's lifewithpurposeradio.com. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope you've been inspired to live life with purpose as you heard about Ellie's Way, the movie Caged No More, Georgia Baptist Mission Board Public Affairs, the J.J. Weeks Band, and Southern Baptist Disaster Relief. See you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose, and check out lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Mission Board. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.